From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says the framework nuclear agreement reached with Iran is a good deal that was achieved through tough, principled diplomacy. Iran has agreed to not stockpile the materials needed to build a weapon, Mr. Obama said in his weekly address Saturday. The president noted that international inspectors will have unprecedented access to Iran's nuclear program because Iran will face more inspections than any other country. He said if Iran cheats, the world will know it. This deal was not based on trust. It's based on unprecedented verification. Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, says the framework agreement reached with world powers will protect Iran's nuclear rights and provide relief from international sanctions. The Al-Shabaab militant group that claimed responsibility for killing 148 people on a Kenyan university campus Thursday has promised another bloodbath. An Al-Shabaab statement Saturday said no amount of precaution or safety measures will be able to guarantee your safety, thwart another attack, or prevent another bloodbath from occurring in your cities. The extreme rhetoric continued, Kenya's cities will run red with blood. Late Friday, Kenyan Interior Minister Joseph Nkaiserry said at least three suspects have been arrested in connection with the attack on the university.
There are quite a number of arrests who have been done today. As we speak now this evening, we have arrested another three, and I think the total number can reach about five. But we will confirm that when we get to the more detail.
This is VOA News. Al-Qaeda militants captured a key Yemeni military base in the southern city of Mukalla on Friday after consolidating their hold on the city and taking its port. The move came a day after they stormed a prison there and freed 300 inmates. Yemeni military officials say the militants faced little resistance in capturing the prison. To the west, the Saudi-led coalition trying to halt the advance of Houthi Shiite rebels airdropped weapons to fighters battling the Houthis in the southern port city of Aden. A coalition spokesman, General Ahmed Asiri, said the airdrop helped change the situation on the ground. The UN Security Council is meeting Saturday to hold informal discussions about Yemen. China has freed an American geologist who spent more than 8 years in prison on a conviction of procuring state secrets, a human rights group said. The San Francisco-based Dui Hua Foundation said on Saturday that Shui Feng was deported back to the U.S. immediately after his release on Friday. The group said Shui was reunited with his family in Houston, Texas, Friday evening. Shui, a Chinese-born U.S. citizen, was detained in November of 2007 after buying a database on China's oil industry while working for U.S. energy and engineering consulting firm IHS. Under mounting pressure, state lawmakers in Indiana and Arkansas have made changes to their state's controversial religious freedom laws that critics say are anti-gay. VOA's Chris Simpkins reports.
Protesters in Indiana called on lawmakers to repeal a contentious religious freedom law whose opponents say discriminates against gay and lesbian business customers. The controversy turned into a national debate after most Republican presidential hopefuls supported Indiana's so-called Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Governor Mike Pence defended the measure, which gave individuals and businesses the legal grounds to defend themselves against claims of discrimination.
The Religious Freedom Restoration Act was about religious liberty, not about discrimination.
A national backlash, along with business pressure, forced Indiana's and Arkansas's Republican-controlled state legislatures to change the laws. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.
A Philadelphia woman is the third American charged this week with attempting to support the terrorist ideals of the Islamic State militant group. A U.S. Justice Department complaint revealed Friday the 30-year-old attempted to travel overseas to join and fight with the Islamic State. She's accused of engaging in electronic communications with an Islamic State fighter in Syria. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.